What's the seemingly harmless habit you have or you see other people having and you're like, ooh, that's bad. Now, a lot of them have been, you know, big habits that we all know about, like smoking, drinking too much or whatever. This one, I've played an online MMORPG, which I can't remember what that stands for.
RPG video game. Is role-playing game.
Yeah. For 3 to 5 hours every day for the last 10 years.
Wow.
How do you have the time to do that?
That would be the big problem, is if you have the time and you're not, nothing else is lacking, then you're probably okay. Because a lot of people watch TV for 3 to 5 hours a day.
Yeah.
And no one would generally refer to that as a bad habit. But if you're doing, I mean, that is a lot. Don't get me wrong, for whatever you're doing.
It's massively multiplayer online world.
That's the one.
So those are those huge, like...
I think like World of Warcraft was, I think. That's that category. All right, this one. I used to have a habit of diving ninja commando style into unfamiliar hotel beds. Like, that was their thing. They would just dive on the bed. I nearly broke my ribs this way. They're not all as soft as you think. Mm. I liked the way it hurt, though. It fuels my rage.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I would have thought it would take away some of your rage, maybe.
There's a lot of issues there, I think.
I wonder if cracking your knuckles applies, because I crack my knuckles a lot.
No, I remember hearing, wasn't there some doctor who did a study, and for like 50 years straight, he only cracked the knuckles on his left hand and not on his right hand.
Oh my God, my brain could never do that. That's and, so twisted to me.
And after that, you know, they said, like, because the wives' tale was always that cracking your knuckles will give you arthritis.
That's right. What we always were told.
Right, yeah.
And it turned out it had no effect whatsoever.
Yeah.
It's just air, population. Right?
Yeah, just air pops, apparently. I still hate it. Hate hearing it. I hate it when you guys do it. I hate it when my kids do it. Both are prolific crackers. I don't know where they got that genetic code, but
yeah, where did your kids get prolific cracker from?
Oh, good point.
In a different sense of the term, but not what you meant. But you are a prolific cracker yourself.
I mean, I guess, you know, when it boils down to it, like, I got mirrors.
I have mirrors. I have TV. I know what I am.
What about sitting on the toilet for too long? Because I do love it. I love sitting on the toilet.
I am bad about that.
I love that because I'm just like, all right, cool. Well,
TikTok's not going to watch itself.
That's right.
Man, being able to take the phone into a bathroom is the worst invention ever.
Yeah.
Because I used to get a lot of, like, I would get reading done, but far less time was spent reading on the toilet than is now bouncing from one thing to another.
Are we talking reading like shampoo bottles, or were you bringing books into the bathroom?
No. I would like every guy, you have either a book there or or like magazines. For me, it was car magazines.
Oh,
I always had sports magazines or fiction books.
Oh, I read the product, like the backs of products in bathrooms all the time. Nobody else did that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. Kayla does that, but
if she forgets her phone,
anymore. Yeah, if I forget
like,
my phone,
I'll be like, your phone was here. What were you doing so long? I was reading the deodorant.
Yeah.
Or whatever. I'm like, okay.
I used to take the house phone in there. Like, we had like the wireless landline. And so I would take the phone in there and just dial 1-800 numbers from commercials. So
you could ask about products.
I would sit there and call like Stanley Steamer or like 877 Cash Now or whatever, but sometimes if you were one digit off, it would accidentally be like a 1-900 number. And so I would
The first free minute is an 800 number.
One time I tried to call Stanley Steamer and I must have been one digit off, and it just is like, are you calling for a good time?
You're called Stanley, and I was like, Stanley's Steamer.
I just want my home cleaner. What is this?
You're number 1 and 2 and 3 and all at the same time over there.
Yeah.
What is the harmless habit that you have that may be shortening your life or just making things not good? Waiting too long to get dental work done. A lot of people like to kick that down the road because nobody likes to go. And it doesn't just wait the way it is. It gets worse, and it can cause you so much more trouble. treble, that is. And then if
it's not seemingly harmless.
No, it's harmful.
That's harmful.
It's harmful because it's also a precursor to a lot of other things that are going on in your body. Yeah. Like your dentist will see something with your gums or this or that and go, you might want to get that looked at. This looks precancerous, or this looks like this could be you have like a problem with your liver or something. You go, wow. Okay.
What do you think of this one? This person writes, I've learned excessive ambition. I know a lot of ambitious ladder climbing types who have become very successful, but they have poor relationships with the people in their lives. That's on top of having a very skewed sense of self-worth, and they feel like fancy things are the way they prove that they are becoming a good man or a good woman. Mm. I used to be on this treadmill, and when I stopped with having unreasonable ambition, everybody liked me more, and I liked my life a lot more.
Oh, yeah, when somebody's ambitious and solely work-focused, like a crazy person, yeah, they usually are tougher to deal with or and have bad relationships.
Because they don't care about them.
Yeah, because it's not their focus.
I know.
You are what you care about, right?
I know one person I'm specifically thinking of, totally career-focused, which is fine, but in the time that I've known them, in the 15 years I've known them, they've probably had 25 jobs, all within the same field, but just constantly looking for the next thing, like
climbing the ladder.
And it's also that same person that they always post on social media, out with my bestie, and it's always a different person, and it's like there's no consistency there,
no connection.
Yeah it's
may be super happy.
This is my job of the week, this is my friend of the week, but you know that 3 months from now or 6 months from now, everything's going to be different. It's going to be a new person, a new job.
Yeah, I've got a couple people like that, too.
You remember the person who wrote in and said they treat themselves like an amusement park 30 times a week?
Yes.
Yeah, have they got done it twice since we talked to them?
I think that's a reasonable thing to think, actually.
Ooh.
They've sent more details. I know you guys mentioned this, but I do it at work. I also do it in my car. I have toys. So no, my arm is not bigger than the other side. And I do have a sexual partner.
Hmm. Is this a guy or a girl?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Just curious.
Wow. If you're doing it at work, because you can't.
And in the car.
Yeah,
wow.
That, I don't know about that, bud.
If it's not affecting their, feels weird to say, but if it's not affecting their life or their relationships, like,
oh, it can't be good for the upholstery, though.
That's true. But
you can't do that without generating a bunch of butt sweat.
Do you think it's possible it's not affecting their relationship, though?
I don't know.
I don't know how it couldn't be.
I mean, if it's always just a means to the end, like if you're just like, I need that relief. That's going to affect your relationship with someone else, at least.
You would think.
I think they don't think that it's affecting their relationship, but their partner might be wondering, you know, why am I not enough? Why do they never get there?
Or I guess if they're, as long as the other person is satisfied.
Yeah.
Like, as long as, like, then it, I guess it's whatever. I'm still impressed by just the sheer quantity.
Yeah.
This text came in, going on social media daily. It's mentally exhausting. I think that
I think so.
So true.
I think that is 100% true. It does. It raises the stress levels. Makes you angry or irritated.
But they hooked us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
This one. I'm one of those constant nasal spray people.
Oh.
I mean, that'll lead to surgery eventually. Is what we're told.
Was that? I think that was a Nate Bargatze bit, wasn't it? Okay, I was gonna say I knew he was talking about. It was his dad, I think. That
his
like,
dad was addicted.
You're supposed to take it for like at maximum like 5 weeks or something. And he goes, "How long have you been doing it?" He's like 48 years.
Yeah,
it's like it was Afrin or something.
Yeah, it's addictive because after a couple of days, your body stops producing what it needs to.
Yeah.
So then you need it, and then the passages get swollen, and boom! All of a sudden, you're getting your nose rotor rooted.
Yep.
You don't want that.
I don't.